on that beautiful shore to our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that, sing that chorus one more time, in the sweet, in the sweet, in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet, by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer tonight. If you got a need, just let the Lord know. Good to have Sister Connie with us back there. God bless you. It's good to see you. It's been a while. Praise God. Dear Father, Lord, we just come before you once again tonight. Lord God, Father, we're not coming here to stand on our own devices, Lord God, or our emotions, whether we're up or we're down, Lord God. We're not standing on that. We are wholly reliant upon your word and what you said about us. Let every man's word be a lie, and let God's word be true, Lord God. And so we cast all our cares before you tonight, Lord God, our own thoughts, our ideas, our ambitions, our worries, our doubts, whatever it would be, Lord God. We want to come and lay those burdens before your throne tonight, that we might walk away just a little bit lighter tonight, Father. We just commit it into your hands, Lord God. Father, and we want to truly release those, because that's trusting. If we can actually let go of them so that they're now not in our hands to influence, but they're in your hands to take care of, Lord God. I just pray tonight over each request, every need on every heart, Lord God. I just commit it into your hands now, Lord. And may we unite, Lord God, in praise tonight over what you've done for us and are doing and will do, Lord God. We love you, Lord. We just commit it into your hands. Bless Brother One. Get him out of the way. Lord God, may your word come forth unhindered, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, may we pull on that gift tonight, Lord God. We just commit it into your hands now, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. Oh, I think of tomorrow, just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. Sing that again. Oh, I'm following Jesus one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. That second verse, praise the Lord. The pathway is narrow, but He leads me on. I walk in His shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment, each day. I'm following, leading sing that first verse one more time. Oh, I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment, my fears are all gone. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus each step of the way. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand tonight. We can turn around and greet one another. When you're walking through the valley and there's shadows all around, let's sing that song tonight. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Oh, in the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Sing that again. God is good. Oh, yes, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Sing that first verse. Oh, now if you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, oh, do not fear, for He will guide you. Oh, He will keep you safe and sound, for He has promised He'll never leave you or nor forsake you. Oh, and His word is true. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Oh, in the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Oh, we were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can testify. Oh, that His love is everlasting. Oh, and His mercies, oh, they will never end. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. In the darkest, oh, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. Sing the chorus one more time. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. In the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, God is good all the time. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What key was that, by the way? That was really good. That was perfect. Let's go ahead and sing Awake, O Israel. Brother Steve, you can lead it if you want to, or I'll lead it, or you can both lead it. That's fine, too. Awake, O Israel, shake off thy slumber, and the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion comes your deliverer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, in the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen you. Behold, oh, for your iron I'll give you silver, for your brass I'll give you gold. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Thou art my chosen, for I have sought thee. Thou art graven on my hands, and I will gather all those who gather and will bring them to their land. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing that last verse one more time. Oh, it chosen, for I have sought thee. Thou art graven on my hand, and I will gather those who gather and will bring them to their land. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and sing that song, Behold I Live. John was in the Spirit on the Lord Day. Brother Stephen, you can go ahead and take up the offering. It says it's in A flat, but you can try B or A or G or something. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Oh, among the seven candlesticks I saw the risen Lord. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and from his mouth a sword. As the voice of many waters sounded forth the living word. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. John saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. He saw the bride of Jesus come down from out of heaven. Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's own wife. Behold, she lives forevermore. Behold, she lives. Behold, she lives. Behold, she lives forevermore.
was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. He heard a voice from heaven, and this is what it said. Oh, I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you see yourself in that song, because I certainly do. I love that song. Those verses, they're not in the songbook, but they were on the words, and it's just, they delight my soul. I just get so delighted singing those other words, because it's so scriptural. It's just beautiful, wonderful songs.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
For the one, you can go ahead and come.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Oh, he's the lily of the valley, and he's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Oh, everybody ought to know.
Everybody ought to know.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Everybody ought to know.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the healer of my body. Oh, he's my body. And he's the same.
ought to know.
Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Oh, he's the healer of my body. He's the savior of my soul. He's the Holy Ghost baptizer. Oh, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Oh, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Oh, everybody ought to know who Jesus. He's the Lady of the Valley. Oh, yes, he's the Lady of the Valley. Oh, and he's the bright and morning star. He's the ferret of 10,000. Everybody ought to know.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to greet our sister back there. God bless you. We thank God for granting you journey mercy. And Brother Ben and his family, they couldn't be with us from Rochester because of the weather, so they want us to keep them in prayer. And Sister Colson is also now well, and she wants us to also remember her tonight. So let's just bow our hearts together before the Lord as we pray for these dear ones and just commit the service in the hands of the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful, Lord. And we want to thank you, Father God, for this divine opportunity you have given us, Lord, once again to come together as your children. Father, Lord, to come, O God, to the place that you have placed your name. And Lord, you said, Father, you will meet the worshipers, Lord. We must bring our sacrifice to that place, Lord. And Father, we come tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only name given among men whereby we will be saved. Oh God, Father, that mighty tower that the righteous run into, and they are saved. Oh God, we pray tonight. As we remember your children, Father, the ones that couldn't be with us tonight, we pray for them, O God. We commit them into your hands, Lord. We pray for our sister, Sister Cousin. May you touch her body, Almighty God, Father, and rebuke this illness from her body, Lord. O God, we want to just bring our hearts before you tonight as you're needing children. We need more of you, Father, and we just want to pray and ask that you bless us in your presence tonight. The portion of your word, Father, that will be read, we pray that the Holy Spirit of God will bring an inspiration out of it, something that will draw us closer to the cross. We love you and we appreciate you, dear Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Thank you for the music. Let's take our Bibles tonight and praise the Lord. Mark chapter 6. The Gospel of Mark chapter 6. I want to read from there tonight. Just want to read one of the reports of the four Gospels on what we spoke on Sunday, trusting the Lord will be able to bless it tonight. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many heard him, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence have this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and John and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kings, and in his own house. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that, Lord, you will bless the portion of the word we read tonight. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. Praise the Lord. We were speaking on the carpenter's son, and we want to continue on that thought this evening by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. And let's go to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, reading from verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Praise the Lord. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Amen. Quoting Psalm chapter 22:22, that was what David was, David said that in the spirit. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Praise the Lord. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Now we use that verse over in chapter 5, verse 8, where the scripture says, though he were the son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Praise the Lord. And so as I was studying that, I realized that many of the scholars, they kind of struggle over that verse. I was reading the commentary where it says there were a lot of conflict. There were a lot of fuss over that verse when they trying to understand what was expressed there by the Apostle Paul, or what the Holy Spirit was trying to bring, because everyone knows that he was Melchizedek, and even the Jews know that the Messiah was going to be God in flesh, and then just to associate the sense of that he could learn. How can the great God learn? Praise the Lord. Amen. But I believe that it pleased the Lord to express it that way. Amen. Glory be to God. And so as I was studying on the subject, I want to read something tonight where we can be able to start from. The Laodicea Church Age, Revelation chapter 3. And this is from the Church Age book. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. Now, what are we to overcome? That is the normal question to ask, but that is not the actual thought in this verse, for it is not so much what we are to overcome, but how we are to overcome. Praise the Lord. Now, as we study these things that many of us have read, I want to go down a little bit here. I was reading this today, and I thought they were wonderful. Okay, let's get down here. In his personal life. Okay, now notice again how Jesus overcame the world system of religion when he was repeatedly burdened by the theologian of his days. He constantly applied the word. He speak only what the Father gave him to speak. There was not a time when the word was not utterly confused by his wisdom, for it was the wisdom of God. In his own personal life, this is what I want for us to underline as we study tonight. In his own personal life, contending with himself. Praise the Lord. In his own personal life, deity, God taking on flesh, God coming down to dwell with his people. He was contending with himself. Amen. He overcame by obedience to the word of God. In Hebrews 7:5, it says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered our prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were the son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Praise the Lord. Now, as we read tonight over in Mark chapter 6, it gave us a little more detail. Jesus coming with his disciple over to his hometown. Praise the Lord. And brother Trott there with Brother Brooks called me a few days ago, and he says, Brother Warner, Brother Brooks asked me to contact you because we kind of are looking into this ticket, because Brother Brooks and some of the other brothers were invited for the Easter meeting over in Liberia. So Brother Brooks asked that I would help him with, tickets and some of the different things that they will have to go through. And while Brother Elijah was here, that was one of the reasons why he passed here and went down to Iowa. So we've been talking and trying to tell him all of the things to do, send invitation for the brothers. So Brother Troy called me, and we were talking. I told him, I said, oh, brother, I'm feeling so jealous. He says, why? I said, because you are going to my birthplace. You know, I would have been so proud to be with you there, you know. And now it just brings to mind this very thing. Let Jesus here taking his disciples home, the place he grew up. Praise the Lord. And, some of them, Andrews, and they saw Jesus the day that he came to John in the river. And John testifying, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Amen. And then as Jesus walked away, the Bible says some of the disciples of John followed. And Andrew became one. And then he called his brother Simon. And then we know there in St. John chapter 2, Nathanael went and called Philip. And Philip, right there, Jesus discerning him and telling him, before you got under the tree, I saw you and this and all of that. You know, so this man came to Jesus' ministry seeing the manifestation of the gift. Praise the Lord. Some of them never knew Jesus being the carpenter. Amen. The ones that were on Jordan, they knew Jesus as being the one that the prophet at the river Jordan, praise the Lord. The prophet identified that, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Amen. Some of them knew Jesus by him. Simon, right there, he discerned him and said, thou art Simon, your father's name is Jonas. And you know, it just brought. So many of them knew Jesus right in the time of his ministry. Praise the Lord. And they have, they sat right there on the mountain when Jesus stopped. They were so amazed at the teaching, you know, and they went with him from one revival to another revival. And now Yerusha, they're coming right home with him. He's bringing them home. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then when he gets home with his disciples, the scripture tells us here, on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogues and he took the word then he started teaching and oh my, all of those men were sitting down around. Wow. We were here. This guy never went to any school. We never saw him going to school. He was right there in the carpenter shop and they were just, as the Bible described here, you will realize that these men that were sitting down, they were not excited at what Jesus was saying. They were sitting and they were suspicious. Amen. It could tell that they were just looking at him and they were frowning their face. Even if what he was teaching was from the word or it was inspired, they were so suspicious because they cannot relate his birth or the way he grew up to the kind of a wisdom that he was bringing to them. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. What they knew of his birth, that they call him an illegitimate child, and him growing up as a carpenter's son now become a stumbling block for this divine wisdom that he's bringing to them, that they can't get across it. Praise the Lord. But just as we said on Sunday, I never saw that until Nana was reading this when the scripture says a prophet is now without honor except in his own country and among his own kings. And like I said, you know, when they said that to Jesus, is he not a carpenter's son? Is this not his mother? They were complimenting him. They were saying that, they were proving, or they were identifying deity. They were identifying that this is a kingsman redeemer. Because only one of our kings could redeem us. Praise the Lord. Amen. But as we look at the subject together on Sunday, we're trying to look here and see, You know, just like I said, I did a little comparison of this Brother Branham ministry. You know, many of us came right into the message. You know, at the time he was around, many of us were not even born. Amen. And for those that were born, and some never had the privilege, you know, to recognize the message until the messenger was gone. And but then the thing that attracted us to the message was the teaching, you know, was the life, was the ministry we saw, the ministry of devotion and sincerity. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you listen to those tapes. I mean, you are just captured, just like you are in the service. Amen. And messages that are preached back in the 50s, in the 60s, can speak to you even now tonight. Praise the Lord. And even though we were ignorant of it, but there was something in us that identified the Son. Amen. There was something in us that identified that this is the Son of God. Not the man, William Branham, but the Word. Are we together? Because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen. And just like Paul said in Hebrews chapter 1, he says, God in sundry times showed himself to the Father, but in this last day, he has revealed himself unto us through his Son, which is the Word. Praise the Lord. So something in us was able to identify that word, that this is truth. This is the Word of God. This is what I've been looking for. Praise the Lord. This is life. Now, so we see here, Jesus comes down here, and he's teaching in the synagogues, and all of those Pharisees and men that knew him sitting there, and they're whispering back and forth, you know, is this not the son of Mary? And we know all his brothers, even his sisters. You know, this is the carpenter. This is the guy that fixed my bench, you know. This is the guy that nailed my door back together, you know, and they just got stuck in that. They could not pass that. Praise the Lord. They could not pass that. They just got stuck in that. Oh, my goodness. What a fearful thing. What a scary thing. Amen. Now, but we also want to see here, then just like I was saying, there's two fold to this, you know. The people that saw, you know, our Lord growing up being the carpenter's son and everything that he did in his youth, now we see an identification of them here that got stuck into that. They could not pass it. Now, but you think about it also of the people that saw him in his ministry and knew nothing about how he grew up. Now you think about it, change the picture around and see the disciples, you know, sitting, maybe Peter sitting by one of those men that were talking and they are saying, is this not the carpenter's son? Or is this not the carpenter? Or is this not the guy that put my window together? And Peter, in his mind now, he's thinking, wow, you mean that he was a carpenter? You mean that he built houses? He climbed on top roof? He nailed people? Now, because all Peter knew of him is this is the man that can say, peace be still. The wind and the wave obeyed him, but don't have no knowledge of how he grew up and the things that he did with his hands. Praise the Lord. But now coming to his hometown and hearing those things, it gave him the privilege to be able to appreciate that God would take a man from a low estate Praise the Lord. And make him a blessing to the world. Glory be to God. And the same thing, happened to us. We know, the prophet ministered right through those sermons. But his life, and some of the things that happened, when he was growing up, and some of the things that he did, I remember even recently, when there was a conflict about the bridge, and people had all of these things, and when Billy the Sign was going into all of the search and research and saying there was nothing, a bridge that failed and people died and all of that. And they were trying to reach back to the mayor of the city. Now, most of those men that were around, they were all gone. It had to take the son of the mayor of the city. Praise the Lord. And his father knew Brother Branham, and the people that knew Brother Branham were not calling him Brother Branham like you and myself call him Brother Branham. Everybody called him Billy. Right. Yeah. Right. Amen. And he could remember his dad talking about Brother Branham. So I think Joseph sent a word, or Billy Paul sent a word out to him and asked him whether he knew anything of that. And it was strange because I was down there for Brother Tim Hume's missions meeting, and we had a ministers meeting, and we were talking on some of these things, and there was something that Brother Tim said, and it kind of brought the picture clear. He said what people don't realize, it was just about the time where the union worker, that was a union case. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he says, and many of those things would have never been reported on. Praise the Lord. And, when as we were just discussing, when he said that, it just kind of brought another picture to me. But what I'm driving to tonight is that that's where God gave us grace for us to be able to keep a balance right here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because God used ordinary people. If God will use a man, he has to be an ordinary man. He has to be a man that had an upbringing. He had a beginning. God don't send his men, right from heaven, ready as preachers or as prophets. They are ordinary people. Praise the Lord. Noah built God an ark in that age and saved God's people from that destruction. He was an ordinary man. He was just a farmer until the word of God met him. Praise the Lord. And you know what I'm saying this today? Because many of the times, that's where our problem is. God meet us as ordinary people. And sometimes we don't realize that our children are ordinary. And they must be ordinary children until God meet them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beside our Christian life, we must learn to do our choices around the house. We must learn, the children must learn to play like children should play. Praise the Lord. Many have seen that. Many families run into crisis because we are looking at this message. We are a separated people. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. And we just have so much demand on the children until they are confused. They go to school, they see all the other children behaving normal, and they are confused. Their life is already under pressure. There is a devil, there is an evil word that wants to get a hold of them. And we must be there to let off the pressure. We must be there to encourage them. We must be there to support them. And not to increase the pressure. Praise the Lord. Those are some of the things that have put many, many homes and many lives into trouble. Because those children are wonderful children. Amen. They grow up, they come to church. We bring them to church, they support us. We are not going to church and say, no, Dad, I'm not going to church. I'm staying home. They jump in a car and they support us. And when they're going through, there are times we must support them. Because God deals with ordinary people. Praise the Lord. Joseph was he just wanted to be an ordinary boy. He goes to bed, he dreams a dream, and he wakes up in the morning, he gets so excited to tell his brothers his dreams. He wants to go out. He wants to work with them. And on the field working with them, he just tell them his dreams and says, I dreamed last night. Guys, see this dream. And he runs into trouble for that. Praise the Lord. God deals with ordinary people. You read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah expresses it. He tells right there about the fifth and ninth chapter. He expresses how when God started dealing with him as a young man, he got so excited. He just thought that all his friends would receive this message that he would bring to them. Amen. The reason why we get disappointed is because we want to be ordinary. We want to have, we try to do our best to keep it a conversation. But God is dealing with you in a supernatural way. And here you are being a human, flesh and blood, not even understanding the things that is happening, you know, in the spiritual world around you. But we must realize that tonight. Jesus, he was made a little lower than the angels. And those are the ones that redemption are for, the ones that are a little lower than the angels. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The ones that are a little lower than the angels. That's the reason why, you know, God had to carry us through this cold. Just like I said on Sunday. And I love the way Brother Branham said it here in this Laodicea Church Age. He said in his own personal life, he had to contend with himself. Amen? Because he knew who he was. At 12 years old, he said, I have to be about the Father's business. He knew who he was. So he had to contend with himself. So he had to learn. And that's the gift. That is the gift. Jesus said in St. John chapter 4 to the woman at the word, if you know the gift of God and who he is, praise the Lord. Let me bring that saying to you as I talk about that gift. Yes, Jesus feeding the need and feeding the press by vision, by divine leadership, to go by the way of Samaria because there was a predestinated seed there. Amen. Now that gift went down there. What he did was he sent his disciples away because he never wanted for men to interfere with what God was about to do. Praise the Lord. So he sent his disciples away. Now, being the gift of God, and what is the gift of God? The gift that God gave us is for you to get out of the way. For God to come on the scene. Praise the Lord. So that is where Jesus had to contend with himself. He never went ahead and just tell this woman, I am the Messiah. Are you not a Samaritan? Yeah, didn't your parents taught you that the Messiah would come? He never went that way. What he did was to get out of the way, put the divine gift aside, and just be a human. Can I have a drink? Who are you? For you to give me, ask me for drink. Are you not a Jew? We don't have no dealing with the Jew. Praise the Lord. Oh, he could have just break right there and said, woman, you have five husbands, the one that you are living with, it's not your husband, repent. But what he did, he just stepped the gift aside and just become a contending with himself. You just have to put the gift aside. See, our father Jacob built this well. Just start a little conversation. What if I give you some water, you will never come back to this world again. Wow. Knowing there the embarrassment that she has to look around and make sure that no girls are the well before she gets there. Now, if she can have, a secret supply of water that she don't have to come to the well anymore, that will be okay. Right. Can you give me of that water? Yeah. He had to contend with himself. Praise the Lord. You know, Brother Branham talks about that in the early part of his ministry, having the vision and went to the house there and prayed, to pray for that baby. And he says, everything just have to be right to where it was. He says, at time he was so anxious. There was something out of the vision, and he went and prayed for the child. Nothing happened. Then he realized, no, there was something missing. There had to be a grandmom that would come through the kitchen door. Praise the Lord. Now, he was anxious. When Graham Slender took him there to pray for the child, he was thinking that this brother needs to go. But the brother was not anxious. He was the one that was anxious. Praise the Lord. How sometimes we get anxious, to get that full image of Christ. We will have the spoken word power, speak things into existence. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we have to contend with ourselves. Amen. We have to contend with ourselves. Just like he have to put deity aside and become a and eat with sinners, make friends with sinners. He was the same person that told his disciple, he says, make friends with mimons. He says, in the time of trouble, they may bail you out. All of these guys, they had in their mind, the kingdom of Solomon is coming. We will take over the Jews. Jesus said, keep cool it down. Cool it down. You are rushing the fulfillment of scripture. Slow it down. There are many things to happen. Praise the Lord. If God was following our time, we would have been in the rapture, the millennia, and eternity ever since. But God is following his own time. And he's working things out. In his own personal life, contending with himself, he overcame by obedience to the word of God. That's how he learned obedience. To understand, Brother Branham says, he says, what is overcoming? He says, understanding the tricks of the devil. Yep. Amen? He taught us how to perfect strength, perfect weakness. He taught us how to master human ability. Right. Yep. Amen? Know your strength. It's not, Brother Branham said, it's not how far we can go without sinning. He says it's when to know what is right and not to do, not to do something that is contrary to the word, not to tempt the Lord that God. It's that gift. That's the gift that God gave to the word. God himself coming down and showing how he can step out of the way to become a sacrifice for the word. He tasted hunger. He tasted lust. He was tempted in every way. But yet without sin. Just so he can be the high priest that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Praise the Lord. I can just imagine in my head, and many times when we go in through things and crying to the Lord, he just saying to you, just step out of the way. Take your feelings out of that. Amen. And many times that is when we can see why God allows certain things. If we just step back a little bit and say, Lord, what is this? What are you trying to tell me? What are you teaching me? Brother Branham says, how many times men with divine gift got into trouble. Amen. Do you think that Moses that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and all the things that he had to go through, rejection, he was rejected by his own people, ran there 40 years there in at the backside of the desert. And then he came back and he had to deal with the complex of people knowing that he had blood on his hand. He killed a man. And he had to deal with all of those things. The very man at the time where God was so angry, he wanted to wipe those people out. Moses stand right in the breach. Praise the Lord. Amen. But here is it. When it got to that place where Moses called the people of God a rebel, God told him, you won't see the promised land. Praise the Lord. You know why? It's because Moses got his feelings in the way. He got his feelings. This was the same man that was saying, Lord, if you would destroy these people, you have to kill me first. One time he was so caught up in the people. He wanted to see them in their inheritance. But the people started nagging and nagging and nagging, pressing his button everywhere, stepping on his toes, his ears, pulling his strings. And it got to his feelings. And he got his feelings in the way. Praise the Lord. See the beauty of God. Amen. He said he will not share his glory with any man. And God mean it when he says that. But Branham says it was Moses has lost the feeling of the people. He got into a complex. The Lord. God, he knows the elements that we are made out of. David says, you know my substance. You know how fragile I am. You know the number of my days. you compass me about. Praise the Lord. So you see, all of these things help us to realize that it's not all about us. It's about what God wants to do through you. Praise the Lord. It's about what God wants to use you for. If it's to be a housewife, if it's to be a mother that will raise up godly children, if to be a son of God. There is a specific work for every child of God. And when you get your feelings in the way and get your ambitions in the way and get your yourself, praise the Lord, then God had to take us. Oh, one time, Moses' feelings was in the way. Even before he called the people rebel, he looked through that window and saw how the Egyptians were beating those people. My goodness, it was tearing his heart. He got down there. His feelings was play on. Amen? He got down there and he killed an Egyptian because of that. He ran over into the wilderness. Praise the Lord. And God had to work on him. God had to deal with him. With all the different things that God took him through and working down there for Jethro and the different things, it just took 5 minutes in the presence of God when that pillar of fire came down. 5 minutes. And God dealt with Moses and got all of that anger and bitterness out of him. He became the most meekest man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Can you just think about it? Think about Paul. After he killed Stephen, Commander Stephen should be killed. And this very man to go before the very same congregation that he killed their pastor and preach a message to. God had to deal with a man. God has to take a man above his complex. Right. Yeah. Amen? Oh, yeah. Those things come to your mind. Yes, when you argue with a brother and and you misrepresent things and you're sitting down, you're sudden, you're in the flesh. You have to remember it. And you stand before that very same man trying to win his confidence now. Praise the Lord. That's the place where we have to trust God, that God will take you out of the way. Because if not, your feeling gets mixed up and you go right back to those same old things. And people that didn't know about it, you start to talk about it. All of those things, sometimes we call it inspiration, we call it gift, just carnality. God is not in it. Because the gift of God is for the man or the woman to get out of the way. The ability of getting out of the way. That God will be able to do. Jesus right there in Gethsemane, that was why he prayed. He could feel the death angel coming. He could feel fear and terror. He prayed and said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. Was Lord, get me out of the way. Get me out of the way. Praise the Lord. Now, when God get a man out of the way and God work through that body, and do what he wanted to do at that time, it does not change that ordinary man. Sometimes that's where we get it wrong. We think now because he's a brother that has the Holy Ghost, he just have to be Holy Ghost all the time. No, he's an ordinary man. He has to work. He has to do other things. Praise the Lord. And when you get him when he when he's not out of the way, then he gets angry sometimes. Praise the Lord. Because it takes God to help him to get out of the way. And that is the life of a Christian. That's what makes a Christian a dual person. We live in dual world. Amen. We have a natural life and things that we have to go about. We deal with natural people. God did not save us and just put us among angels. We have the people at the Walmart and some girl there, her boyfriend or baby father might have making her mad, and she's standing right there. She's just so burned up in her. She have to work 8 hours, and you get to the counter. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when you see her coming on speed, just get out of the way, brother. Because if you stay there, she will hit you and you'll respond back to her. When you see attitude coming, just get out of the way. Say, Lord, help me. Let me get out of the way. I don't know what this young woman is going through. I don't know what this young man is going through. That's a Christian life. Praise the Lord. That was the way our Lord Jesus learned. By the many things he had to suffer. Being God, he could not suffer as being God. He had to suffer as being man. So he had to step out of the way. Deity has to leave for the moment for him to feed hungry. Praise the Lord. He's the captain of our salvation. He was tempted in every way. So he can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Glory be to God. The carpenter's son. Though he being the son, he learned by the many things he suffered. Praise the Lord. That's when God can deal with us. That's when God can use situation around us and teach us. Because everything that God brings around our life, and you have this also in my note here. Let me read it. I get a few minutes here. This is also from the church age. There's the seminar church age. God has chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the spirit and belief of the truth. He may commit you to death as he did Paul. He may commit you to suffering as he did Job. That his prerogative. He is sovereign. Amen. But it is all with a purpose. If he did not have a purpose, then he would be the author of frustration and not peace. His purpose is that after we have suffered a while, we will be made perfect. That perfection is not sinless. Amen. That perfection is bringing us to it's maturity. Amen. That we learn from our failures, we learn from our mistakes, not to do them again. After we have suffered for a while, we will be made perfect, be established, strengthened, and settled. As Job said, he put strength in us. You see himself suffer. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He was actually made perfect by the things that he suffered, though he being the son. We read that. I'll drop down a little bit. Brother Branham says here, he said, in plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. What character? The character of a king's man. Because redemption required a king's man. It requires somebody, Jesus, who had not been in an angelic form to redeem us. It requires somebody that was born just like every mortal flesh was born. That was the way he was made perfect. It was in that he was made perfect to be our kinsman. Praise the Lord. It's almost like when you go back over to the book of Isaiah. When Isaiah talks about Lucifer, the Bible speaks of him being made perfect in the day that he was formed. Now, his perfection is different from your perfection. Our perfection comes by the many things that God teaches us. Lucifer's perfection was given to him in the sense that he would not be able to stray. He can't change. He's a perfect liar. He's a perfect deceiver. He's made that way. His perfection was given to him. Our perfection comes by the things we learn as we grow and the experiences we go through. Our perfection is coming by character. His perfection was given to him and stamped. He can never repent. He can never do anything different. The scripture says, when he speaketh a lie. He's a perfect liar. Amen. In plain language, the very character of Jesus was perfected by suffering. And according to Paul, he has left his church a measure of suffering that they, too, by their faith in God, while suffering for him, will come to a place of perfection. Why did he want this? James tells us, brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation, not knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. Praise the Lord. Let God work through us. That's the reason why he had a first day, he had a second day, he had a third day, he had a fourth day, he had a fifth day. Then the sixth day, he makes man. Amen. So God was not in a hurry. He was patient. He knew what he was getting to. He knew that he was going to make man in his image. But he had to have a first day. He said, it is good. Then he comes back a second day. He was patient. Sometimes we get anxious. And being anxious, you will miss what God is doing in the moment. Because what anxiousness will do is that it will take you out of the moment. You will start looking in the future. What will happen tomorrow when God is busy right now and what he's doing right now? Praise the Lord. He don't want to take us from the right now and get busy for the future. He wants you to be involved in the right now. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect. An entire one thing, nothing. I believe we all are familiar with this and just have to read him. Praise the Lord. Unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. You have to suffer to reign. Suffering, how? Contending with yourself. Amen. Contending with yourself. Saying, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Do with me as it pleases you. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Praise the Lord. You think about it, that Almighty God, our great Creator, had all of his attributes in him. But he would never, he was not, the way that he would bring it out is to bring it out through fallen sons. It took our weakness to bring out his strength. Praise the Lord. Amen. If not, he would have had all of those powers, all of those attributes in him. And we as his children will never know anything about it. He could explain it to us in eternity, we'll never understand it. He had to bring us down here. Put us in a fallen state. Allow us to bypass our theophany. That's the thing that will make heaven sweet when we get there. Because we have got to know all these things about our God. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. Amen. Without character cannot reign, because power apart from character is satanic. Amen. So that's just all God is about. Brother Branham says, we came into this world without anything. He says, but for sure, we are not living without anything. There's one thing that we are going with is character. Amen. That is the perfection that we are going with. That is the perfection that God is looking for. Character. Praise the Lord. Like Job in everything, he was going through. There was one thing he was not willing to sell out his integrity. He was not willing. He knew that he was a righteous man. He was not willing to give that out so easily. He knew that he had done everything according to the word, to the Lord, to the best of his knowledge. And he could not find a reason why he was going through what he was going through. Musicians, you can come for. Remember tonight, God used ordinary people. So he want to use you at your work. He want to use you when you are in your ordinary moment. When ordinarily you are at work, and ordinarily you are at school, he want to use you in those moments, because God used ordinary people. Praise the Lord. Jesus, use me. Let's play a little bit of that tonight, and as we go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, use me, and Lord, don't refuse me, for surely there's a work that I can do. Oh, even though it's hard,
cosmic grand hour for you. Oh, yeah, Jesus, use me, dear Lord. Don't refuse me. Oh, surely there's a work that I can do. Oh, even though it's humble, Lord, help my ways to crumble. Yes, God, the cause be great, I work for you. Let's sing that one more time to the Lord tonight. Yes, Lord Jesus, use me. Lord, don't refuse me. No, Lord, surely there's a work that I can do. Oh, even though it's humble, is humble. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, even though it's humble, Lord, help my ways to crumble. Oh, Lord, the cause be great, I work for you.
God can use ordinary people in ordinary things. He can use ordinary people in ordinary things. He can meet us just where we are. He met Shamgar right there. And whatever Shamgar had in his hand, God could use it. The thing is just to get out of the way, to understand, Lord, this is where I am. He asked Moses, what is in your hands? Moses said, just a stick. He said, throw it down. God used ordinary people. God can work through ordinary things. He can use your car, your greetings to someone. Good morning, sir. And good morning. God bless you. You can use that kind greetings to just lighten someone's face, grace someone's heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, Lord, you came down at the beginning of time when the earth was without form and darkness everywhere. It was just ordinary, Lord. It was not a Garden of Eden. It was just chaos. But you came down to that very chaos and you brought a garden out of it. You brought an Eden out of it, Lord. You brought an earth. You brought a universe out of it, Lord Jesus. You can use ordinary people. You can take ordinary things,
one time, oh God, you spit on the ground, and you made a mess out of it, Lord, and with a clay, and Lord, you rub it on the blind man's eyes, oh God, and he got his sight. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Father, to get out of all of these complications and things, Lord, we make so complicated for ourselves, Lord. Sometimes we put so much burden on ourselves than we need to bear. If we can just learn to trust you, if we can just learn to get our feelings out of the way, just learn to get our ideas out of the way. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Knowing very well that the devil will come around and take this very same message, take the very same quote from the scripture like he did to our Lord Jesus, turn these stones into bread. There's a promise God will give his angels to take charge of you. He will come and take the very same word, the very same prophet message, and he will just show us all the laws and the commandments and all the things that we're not doing right. Father, there is one thing we want to tell you tonight. We love you. We love you, Father. Even though your ways are past finding out, but we want to say we love you tonight. Thank you, Father, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting loose a little, letting loose of yourself, letting loose of your spirit tonight, giving us a little bit of your unction, Lord Jesus. Oh God, to be able to bring your word of God in and capture our hearts tonight, Lord, and just show us, oh God, Father, how you want to work with us in those ordinary things, the places that you have placed us in life and the things that we have to do. You ordain it, Father. Help us to be a son of God, a daughter of God, wherever we find ourselves, Lord. Father God, even in our trials, let be a son of God. Let be a son that will go back to the Father. We appreciate you tonight, Father. Go with us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, the weather is forecasting, Lord, to be snowed and a bit wet and rough before the weekend, but we want to pray that you will keep each and every one of us, Lord. Keep us, Father, Lord God, as we drive to work, Lord God, and different things that we will have to do, Lord. We just pray, oh God, be with our loved ones, our dear loved ones, oh God, everywhere they are, Father God, the bride of Jesus Christ, oh God, Father, we pray for Brother Wesley, Lord, and Sister Carol over there, God, Lord, we commit them in your hands, Lord. Almighty God, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, oh God, for your people that are in need, Lord, Father, Lord God, many families, Lord Jesus, oh God, I'm going through, Father God, I'm in difficult times, Lord, Father God, oh precious Lord God, because of Father and Lord Jesus, like you said when you were here, you told the Pharisees, why are you overburdening the people? Why are you giving them laws that even you yourself can keep? But we thank you for this gift that you have given to the word, a gift where we can get out of the way for you to do what it pleases to do, oh God. Like your prophet said, Lord, it's your prerogative, Lord, whatever you want to do with us, oh God. We are made for your pleasures, Father. We love you tonight. We appreciate you, oh God. We sing, Jesus, use me. Dear Lord, please don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Oh, even though it's humble, Lord, help my ways to crumble. Though the cost be great, I work for you. Let's sing that one more time. Yes, Lord Jesus, use me. Dear Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Oh Lord, even though it's humble, Lord, help my way to crumble. Though the cost be great, I work for you.
The Lord bless you. Let's stand on our feet and be dismissed tonight. Thank you for coming. Let's pray for the different ones that are not well. Continue to remember Sister Cousin and Sister Hawa and the different few ones that God will be with them. In the name of Jesus, when we come in the name of Jesus, there's no power that can stand before us. Let's sing that tonight and be dismissed.